Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information and stay warm. You know, we're based in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
World of Boating headquarters is Orlando, Central Florida. And we are looking at temperatures that might be record-breaking over the next couple days. I mean, we're getting this cold blast. I don't know if it's a, is this the something cyclone or
the bomb cyclone?
The bomb cyclone's
going to hit the Carolinas, Georgia, up Virginia.
Well, we're getting remnants of that, maybe.
Well, we're getting remnants of that.
Yeah.
And it's going to come across Tampa, and they may even have snow flurries. They're calling them golf flurries.
Yeah. Gulf effect, like you have lake effect up in the Great Lakes. They're calling it golf. Snow, which is a very rare event in Florida. It's kind of exciting, but especially up in the panhandle, it can dump a surprising amount of snow in Florida.
Yeah.
When you get those really cold winds coming off the warm waters of the Gulf, it just sucks all that moisture in, and then when it hits the beach, it just starts to unload.
It's
pretty amazing.
Well, if we get snow flurries, I mean, last time we had snow flurries in Orlando, literally was 25 years ago, probably almost, I bet. The whole city freaked out.
So, 1977, that's when it snowed in Miami.
Okay. All right, Barry knows. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they're putting out warnings right now. I mean, that you should crack the water faucet and let a small little dribble of water go so your pipes don't freeze. I've never heard this before. I'm like, what?
We got to do what? Freeze like this.
Well, I guess. I mean, but I'm thinking, all right, that doesn't sound ideal. I had Barry look it up and, you know, check with, you know, Googling.
Your favorite thing, AI.
Yeah. And AI backed up the weatherman who said that. And I said, well, okay, you're supposed to do that in your house. What about your boat? Should you crack the sink and let a little dribble come out of the, you know, through the pipes?
It depends on, I mean, if your boat's in the water like mine is, I don't do that because I do not connect to dock pressure. So I don't have my boat connected to the water system on the dock. I refill my tank and reuse the tank water all the time. I have 100 gallons on board. Okay. And so I keep it full.
Yeah.
But I have the heaters on the boat. So inside the boat, it's nice, you know, 68, 70 degrees in the cabin. And that'll keep everything thawed out.
Okay. So that's one way to do it. So you don't have to drip water, I guess.
Well,
if the whole system's being insulated somewhat. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, what they're saying, what AI is saying is that number one, drain your engine. If you have an inboard engine and you have a closed cooling system, that means that the engine itself has fresh water, or hopefully fresh water with antifreeze in it.
Right.
That circulates around, and then you have a heat exchanger that takes the raw water from the ocean, and that's where they exchange the heat. And they're saying you should drain the engine, because if that water freezes, you can crack your block.
Right.
Which and then you're buying a new engine.
Right. Your bilge, would not be ideal, I would think. Yeah.
You want to drain your bilge, especially if you have the boat on a trailer. Because that will freeze up.
What about the bilge system? We always hear about these stories of boats sinking at the dock because the bilge pump didn't work, and then spring came and it flooded and swamped the boat. It's a fairly common thing when you look at those kind of incidents. I mean, when a frozen scenario, could the bilge water freeze and then that affect the bilge pump and then you're really screwed or what?
Well, Mike? It doesn't matter. It's not going to.
Why?
Because it's frozen. It's ice. The problem is that as water freezes, it expands.
Right.
Right.
So if it's in a tight area and it freezes, it could crack something in your hull.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah.
Okay.
But if the bilge pump fires up,
it's going to be frozen as everything else. But if there's water in it and the water freezes, then in theory, it should break the pump. It should crack.
Well, that would be an extreme extended period of time. In Florida, I mean, we're going to have a couple of days of very cold weather, but the water that the boat is sitting in is still well above freezing.
True.
We're not going to get ice. So that
well hold up. That's not true. They're talking about in Orlando over the next couple of days, Mike, it's going to be in the teens at night.
And aren't like they salting the roads degrees. Or doing something? They said that you might have black ice along the roads. Well, the roadways there are going to be slick.
But they're saying we're going to have like a 24-hour period of like, you know, below freezing time. But in the early morning hours, they're talking about temperatures in the teens. I'm like, what? Where the hell am I? Ohio? What is this?
I think you should take your truck out on the roads and check them out for us and video it.
No. That's your job.
No. I'm going to stay in
by the heater and watch some cozy Christmas show or something just to have nice warm thoughts in my head or something.
I'm going out tomorrow. I'm already dressed for
it. I was going to say, why are you all?
I'm making sure a full sweatshirt
and everything. I mean, but you're inside. You're not even outside. What is that? You got a hat
it's
on.
It's a jacket. I got my hat. I got my scarf.
Barry,
I got
you're
my
inside right now. What are you? It's not like you're.
I am acclimating myself to get ready for it for tonight.
So you're sweating like a pig and gloves, hats, and a full, you know, parka jacket.
I'm not sweating yet. I do have the windows open. So, and it is cool and it is raining here right now. So
I'm so confused. So that's what you're doing. You're acclimating to the cold weather we're going to have over the next couple days.
Yeah.
That's your theory, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be out there early in the morning, walking around the neighborhood, seeing how things go.
Okay, but still, that doesn't answer the question of why you're doing it right now, inside.
You have to practice. Practice makes perfect.
Okay, Barry the Boater is nuts.
If I get out there and it's really cold,
it's frozen your brain cells, my friend.
But we want you to make it through the end of the show without going into heat stroke.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, literally, you look like you're about to take on Antarctica right now or something or go hang with the polar bears. I mean, it's kind of comical.
That would be fun.
To see him on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. And we apologize in advance for what you're about to see.
I got
to
go find it. I had a penguin somewhere around here. I got to go find it.
I just go back. I could understand if you're outside on the deck right now, but you literally are inside your house.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm what about
I'm only 2 feet from a window.
Okay. Maybe close the window. That probably would be my first suggestion.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
you're going to need a shovel and a wheelbarrow to pick up all the dead iguanas. Or frozen,
right.
Not dead, but frozen iguanas.
Yeah. There is one that's been teasing me. He keeps sitting on my neighbor's roof, and I can't shoot him.
Well, you won't need to after the next day or so.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll freeze
that's what
and
I'm
just
thinking.
Fall off, won't he? But that's what they do. They fall out of the trees.
Yeah.
They should, unless they're hiding somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and the Florida Wildlife Commission is setting up delivery spots all over South Florida. So they're saying no permits required. Pick up as many of these frozen iguanas as you can and take them to this collection spot.
Yep.
And they will.
What it's like a Goodwill drop off can or something.
It was in the news.
They're frozen and they don't move. But as soon as the temperature goes high, they wake up, don't they? Isn't that how it
don't
works?
Put them in the card, leave them out, you know, put them in a container and tie it to your roof or something so it stays cold.
We're going to get some great stories.
Put them in an igloo, you know?
It sounds like one of those Florida stories that we're going to be reading about by the end of the week.
It was in the news.
I was taking this iguana over to the drop zone.
Dang,
woke up and bit me in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. No one told me it'd come back to life.
Oh boy. Well, I mean,
it's an opportunity to help control the population.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's one way to weed out the iguanas and maybe the dumb boaters that are not properly prepared for the temperatures. That would not be Barry the Boater. He's prepared.
Nope,
maybe overly.
I'm ready.
More coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.